listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPPD edition of the show. All things Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your truly lives. Boy, woo, I am recording this midweek update in football on this Monday, October 17, 2022. So we'll go out on its usual Wednesday midweek as we take a quick look around the Big 12. Obviously, centerpiecing the primetime edition. I should say edition, primetime game. The primetime game, K-State. We're going to Fort Worth, folks, to take on TCU. TCU in the top 10 after their big win over Oklahoma State, who was 8th in nation last week, replaced by who? TCU. That's right, TCU is now the high Big 12 ranked team opponent. In K-State, they are 3rd ranked opponent at 17. Oklahoma State didn't drop that far to 11th, and in Texas behind K-State at 20, folks, as well. So, looking forward to that. Looking forward to that as well, as I was checking my phone real quick. Sorry about that. But, yes, 4 ranked teams in the Big 12 now. KU got knocked out after their high-scoring affair against OU, there as well. Baylor with a stunning loss to West Virginia. West Virginia jumps down because of the head-to-head matchup there. Texas Tech, OU, and Iowa State, no wins in the Big 12. 0-4 headed this week. Man, that sucks to be them. Those guys over in Ames. But yes, last time K-State played, as I now switch over to my tabs over here to the Big 12 this week. Yes, we are entering week 8. We are in week 8 of the college football season in the Big 12. And K-State, the last time we saw them, our guys in purple, one of two purple teams here. Yes, this is going to be the Battle of the Purples once again on display in primetime. 2 ranked teams in the top 20. And, oh, by the way, yes, we finally do. After, 2.5 years now on this podcast, we get our top 25 matchup. To talk about me and my co-host Alex, and we have a special guest that will be on the show on Friday. We'll record it. We'll all be getting together on Thursday night to record it. Be up on Friday. So it's going to be a first there and another first as well on that show. I'll leave it at that. But anyways, last time K-State played, 10-9 win over Iowa State there. An ugly game there, but sometimes in this college football season, you're going to get your ups and downs, hills and valleys and whatnot. But K-State somehow pulled out of that and now will have their hands full in Fort Worth against a TCU team that is not only undefeated in the conference, but undefeated overall in K-State. I'm looking at my chops to get after this TCU team. It's going to be a good game. I'm really looking forward to this game. The other ranked game, Texas. So Oklahoma State gets no breaks. Before this TCU game, Texas goes to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State, 20 versus 11 there as well. And folks, this other matchup right here could be a game where a team probably gets knocked out of the chase here. I know we still got a second half to go here, but again, Texas has only one loss, and that was to Texas Tech. Oklahoma State just lost to TCU, so a second loss in here, could be a little dicey. And for K-State, I probably put them in the same predicament as well. You lose this game, I know you still have to play Oklahoma State and Texas as well, so this is critical for K-State to win this game. Again, this is buckle up, buckle your chin strap, and let's rock and roll with it, right, for K-State. You lose this game, you're in danger of putting yourself in that predicament with Oklahoma State looming. And then, I believe after that, it's Texas right after that. So, TCU, Oklahoma State, and Texas. At least you get Oklahoma State and Texas at home at the Bill in back-to-back weeks. I will be at the Oklahoma State game. That is homecoming next week. But we have so much fish to fry to look forward to with this TCU game at Fort Worth. So that's 3 games right there. right there. TCU, Oklahoma State, Texas. So 2 to 3 games, you get them at home. So if you beat TCU, if we beat TCU this weekend, ooh, and I know we haven't been at home for in a minute, but ooh, homecoming, and just imagine the possibilities of that. I know, yes, I know, and from past homecoming games, right? These games can, at least the homecoming game is 2:30 game, which probably would be, but, I'll imagine this, folks, but I guess, but, you know, K-State, you know, who knows, they'll get to look at a draw and get an 11 o'clock game, who knows about that, but later the season goes, the more eyes are on you, and K-State, this is a tremendous opportunity for them to send the message, and you have a chance to put a stranglehold on the top spot. This would be a good time to do it. TCU, this is, they got a tough second half schedule here. And you have these teams. We talked about this stretch all the way back at the beginning of the season, right? Where, all right, me and Alex talked about this. I've said it a bunch. Not even knowing TCU was going to be this good, right? So now the X factor is TCU undefeated in the stretch now. Oh, it's changing the whole entire game now. So you have to have four teams. I believe Baylor. Yeah, Baylor is the first game in the month of November. So that's four teams you got to deal with. And Baylor's come off a loss to West Virginia. So at that, no team is safe. No team is safe whatsoever. West Virginia, I believe, is sandwiched in there between Texas. Between Texas and KU. And so here we go, folks. K-State Nation, buckle up, because the road to Arlington goes through the second half of the season for sure. You lose this game, it's going to put you right back there in the mix, and TCU would be in full control, really, because you just beat Oklahoma State. If you're TCU, you just beat them, and you take K-State as well, you're sitting in the driver's seat as well. So this, again, we're talking about stranglehold Saturday again with these teams. So I'm looking forward to this game, and now with baseball out of the way, at least for me, baseball's out of the way until next year. I'm focusing on this right here with my alma mater, K-State, TCU, the battle of the purples once again doing battle, and for at Fort Worth this time around in prime time on FS1. I don't know why it. And oh, by the way, as I'm recording this right now, the TCU is a field goal favorite in this, so that's about right. I mean. For the exception of last year, where Felix Ndugey-Uzomah went off on TCU, this matchup particularly has been close. So I would present it no different. I have it no other way. So I would be stunned if this would be a blowout. But I expect it no other way. I expect these teams to go get. I expect this to be a four-quarter game, no doubt. The other couple of games on the schedule here in the Big 12, KU, the early slot against Baylor on ESPN2. Baylor opens up as a 8-point favorite in that one. Again, I'm recording this on Monday, so by the time y'all listen to this on Wednesday, that might change a little bit. And the final one, West Virginia on the road after that big upset win, taking on Texas Tech. Both these teams sitting at 3-3. And again, I mean, West Virginia, that's huge momentum for them. We'll see if that carries over on the road against Lubbock. So I expect high scoring points in that one as well. So that's kind of a look at the Big 12 this week here. Always circling around these two big games. First up, 2:30 Central Time on ABC, Texas at Oklahoma State, 20 versus 11, and then in primetime on FS1, 17th-rate K-State. We're going to TCU and looking to take out any hopes of an undefeated season there. TCU sitting at 8 right now, so who would have had that on their bingo card? TCU undefeated in both sides. Not me for sure. Especially when I saw them play against Colorado. They looked good for the most part, but I wasn't sold on them. But last week, yeah, I'm sold on them. I was actually sold on them after they beat KU, for sure. So no question, you can't sleep on this TCU team now. That's funny because you predict early season, this win there. You know, this team ain't gonna be no good, whatnot. But this TCU. We're going to get more information from our guest. so I'm trying to keep that under wraps. I'm really excited about that for Friday's show as well. So that's a look at the Big 12 and K-State on the road. Come checking in at 17th after a couple of teams lost over week 7. And now K-State will be back in action. And Chris Klieman and company, Adrian Martinez, will be going on the road again looking for another marquee win against another Big 12 ranked opponent. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to the show, happy, glad that you're with us. Welcome on board of the show. You love what you're hearing. Make sure you do hit that subscribe button and make sure you add this to your collection of K-State family podcasts here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State, TCU in prime time on Saturday night on FS1 at kickoff a little bit after 7. I cannot wait to get this game going. It's only Monday night. But when this podcast comes out, it'll be a couple days away from that showdown in Fort Worth. For right now, that's going to do it for this podcast. Again, make sure you spread the word, K-State Nation. You live in here in Manhattan, Waumego, Junction City, Salina, KC, Milwaukee, Norman. You're listening down in Fort Worth, Midwest country. You have it loud here. K-State Nation, get ready for more action here lately. Later on the Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer. We'll talk to you soon. Go Cats.